We've produced a map of the sounds of nature around the world. I think for a couple of reasons. One is simply because they're really beautiful sounds, and I think they deserve to be heard by as wide an audience as possible. But the second is to try and draw attention to the fact that actually the sounds that we make as human beings can actually have quite a damaging impact on the natural world, on animals, on creatures, wherever they might be. And that's an issue that I think is a little kind of under-examined and under-warned about.
Yeah, it is. Tell us a little bit more about that.
If you think about it, sound's pretty much fundamental to all animals, you know, in terms of how they find food, how they find mates, how they avoid predators. And the noise that we make as humans fundamentally gets in the way of that. And we're getting louder all the time, which is the sad story. So, like, for example, the human-made sound in oceans, for example, has doubled every 10 years for the last 50 years. So we're here and we're noisy and we're getting louder all the time. And that's having serious impacts on the animal community. That can be anything from actually causing restructuring within animal communities right the way through to, at the worst end of the scale, changing physiology of individual animals.
Well, can you give some examples of that?
Yes, I mean, there's been quite a lot of research done around this. So a great example on the physiological side is frogs. So they've kind of did an experiment where they exposed tree frogs, European tree frogs, to traffic noise for 10 days. And after 10 days, they saw a 19% drop in their immunity levels, which, and obviously disease is one of the main killers for amphibians. So that was bad.
How did that happen? Sorry, how does that work?
It's through stress primarily. There's increased stress levels within the animal, which then cause them their immune systems to drop in efficiencies, a 19% drop in immunity. And even worse than that, they found that for some reason, exposure to noise pollution actually made the vocal sacs of the males become paler. And that's actually a sign of sexual attraction amongst tree frogs. So they're actually becoming paler, and that means they were becoming less attractive to mates. And it was becoming harder for female tree frogs to kind of identify a healthy male tree frog from some of the kind of less healthy specimens. So the kind of impacts on the rest of the population as a result of that. And that's just from one species.
Is it safe to say that since human beings emerged, the world is noisier?
Yeah, I mean that's absolutely true. I mean, it's not just the case of, you know, the cities that we've built. It's also in remote rural areas. So there was a study done a couple of years ago which said that it studied 22 national parks in the USA, and it concluded that human-made noise could be heard about 28% of the time. So about a third of the time, even in the most remote bits of national parks in the USA, you could hear human-made sounds, and that can be really devastating. There's four main ways that can affect animals. So it can affect animals fundamentally through hearing loss, which is the obvious one. So if you expose a lot of animals to, like as with humans, if you expose us to sounds higher than 85 decibels for a long period of time, we're going to suffer hearing damage. The second is called masking, which is basically means that animals are not able to detect when predators are around quite so easily. So they're not able to pick up oral cues in the environment. So there's obviously a threat to their lives from that. There's physiological symptoms like stress, immunity, increased heart rate, that kind of thing. And then depending on the noise and depending on the species of animal, there are behavioral changes that can take place. For example, they can change diving patterns. If they're whales, they can end up leaving their territory, or they can have actually reproductive problems all as a result of the noise that we're making.